welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Pim Tulls, CEO of Intrinsic ID. He founded the company in 2008 as a spin-out from Philips Research. The topic today is how to secure any chip, anytime, any place. First, Pim, can you tell us how you came to semiconductors?
Yes, thanks, Dan, first of all, for having me. So my introduction to semiconductors is already quite some time ago, about 20 years ago, more or less. So when I was working at Philips Research, I was working there as a principal scientist, and I just entered the security group at Philips Research, and that came through my interest in quantum security, in fact. And at that point in time, there was a lot of interest also in unclonability, so I ended up in the security group. And there we were working on this vision of ambient intelligence, how that would change the world. And now we call ambient intelligence, we call that Internet of Things. And it was very clear, of course, that we would be surrounded by many silicon devices, sensors, processors, all these things. And in order that to be successful, you need security. Security probably on all those devices to make sure that everything can be trusted. And how are you going to do that? Philips at that point in time had a semiconductor division. And there was some experience there with security chips. But security chips have limited volumes. Here we were talking about IoT, ambient intelligence, with probably billions of chips as we see now. And then the problem of scale becomes important, and the problem of cost becomes important. So you need a security solution that can scale, and that is economic. And that's how it all started.
Yeah, security is even more important today, and it's increasing in criticality for sure. So can you explain a little bit in detail what SRAM PUF technology is?
Yeah, so SRAM PUF technology is the core of what we do at Intrinsic ID. And let's start with PUF. So the acronym PUF stands for physical unclonable function. Yeah, and basically how to look at it is that it is the biometrics, if you want, of a chip. So what we do is we evaluate the physical characteristics of the chip. The physical characteristics of a chip are unique chip by chip, even when built for the same purpose. Still there are slight variations in the physics. And we measure those and turn those into secret keys for, let's say, root of trust security applications. Now, the next question is, how are you going to measure these physical characteristics? And what we discovered was that one of the nice ways to do that is by looking at the behavior of SRAM memory on the chip. So SRAM means static RAM, and it is a volatile memory. So it forgets when you its data when the power goes off. But the interesting phenomenon is that when the power comes up on the SRAM, then all those cells have a logical preference state, either logical one or logical zero, and that depends on the physics of the cell. So what is the SRAM PUF? The SRAM PUF is looking at the startup data of SRAM, measuring those and turning those into a good secret key. And that is a non-trivial thing as such, because the SRAM startup values have some noise, so they slightly differ from time to time. And for security applications, you want to have full randomness. So how to do that? That's basically what we invented. We were also the pioneers of PUF technology. We invented the algorithms and turned that into something that can scale. And that is nice with SRAM PUF, because SRAM is present on every modern digital chip.
Right. Yeah, I spent quite a bit of my career in developing SRAM, and boy, I'm just shocked today at how prevalent SRAM is through all chips.
Exactly.
So how did you recognize that there was a business opportunity around SRAM PUF?
Yeah, so As I said, we were at Philips Research. We were looking into this ambient intelligence. We saw that this was going to be about billions of devices. And so what happened at a certain point in time was that the Philips Semiconductor spun out. Yeah, that became NXP, the company, as you know. We stayed at Philips. Then in Philips, we had the opportunity at that point in time to become a venture. Yeah, so really building our own business unit, if you want. Yeah, at a small scale because it was a venture, but still. And so we really had to develop a business plan, which we did, that contained, of course, the business case, which was then validated. And we started testing that in the market. And we quickly saw that that there was some interest into that. Yeah, and then 2 years later, we spun out ourselves, yeah, and really pursued this further as an independent company in the market.
All right, so you started your research into PUF technology in the early 2000s, which is, you know, which means you were one of the pioneers. Today, how do you look at the past and the present and maybe the future of this technology?
Yeah, so let's go through it in chronological order. Yeah, so the past was of course about research, yeah, and finding whether and how this could work. Yeah, that was the first thing that we needed to achieve, really. Yeah, so that was when we were at Philips Research in the beginning of Intrinsic ID, a lot of research, testing, publications, yeah, peer review, important in the security field, because you want that your security technology is really has had sufficient scrutiny by top experts in the world that you know it's solid. So that's really the past. Then came also, let's say, the present about the product development, selling it, creating a market, finding customers, yeah, and really at this point in time, we see it ramping very quickly. Yeah, we have had early adopters a bit before, of course, but now we see many of the big players using this this technology, and I think that will absolutely continue. And the reason is the scaling of the technology nodes. As you know, there is a continuous trend to go to lower and smaller nodes for various reasons. Yeah, now some parties make chips in 7 nanometer and 5 nanometer, and soon we will see 3 and 2 nanometers. And basically, the problem that you have there is that the non-volatile memory doesn't scale well. Now you would ask me, why is that so important for you? Well, non-volatile memory, that's where, let's say, traditionally the secrets were stored. And so if you don't have non-volatile, you cannot store your secrets on the chip anymore. Yeah, and that's a problem that we can deal with. Yeah, that is solved, in fact, by the SRAM PUF. So we expect it will become more important. It will gain much more traction, even in the coming years.
Yeah, you know, I've been through quite a few emerging technologies, and that's a very good description of the process. So as CEO of Intrinsic ID, how do you look at the role of your company in the security ecosystem, and what are the typical markets you are active in?
Yeah, so I think, let's say, from a PUF point of view, at least our customers are saying we are the leading PUF provider in the world. Yeah, of this type of technology. I think we are currently recognized as the company that can deliver a very strong root of trust in hardware. Yeah, we have worked on that with several partners and customers, because, as you know, security is about a system solution. Yeah, it's not a point solution, but it's a system solution. And so it's important that you integrate well, let's say, with your environment, yeah, other security primitives that come on top of you or next to you, and that need to be securely integrated, because otherwise you have secure components, but still not a secure system. And that is what we have worked on, and that's also how we have basically conquered several markets, like microcontrollers. Yeah, four of the top five of the microcontroller vendors are our customers. Yeah, we have puffs on the top four FPGA platforms. We see now growing and big traction, in fact, in the data center markets. But we are also more and more into memories, automotive, and gaming.
Boy, I tell you, you know, the markets you mentioned are booming. So, you know, there certainly are quite a few challenges ahead, and all require security. But yeah. What sets Intrinsic ID apart from other security or even PUF vendors? You know, why should customers come to you first?
Well, I think that, of course, as I said, we were the pioneers. So we have seen this inside out. By the way, in the past, we also investigated other PUFs. Yeah, we chose the SRAM PUF because of its superior qualities. Yeah, and I think we have been leading this space. Yeah, and also turned that leadership into strong products. We are also, I think, the only ones that have such a scalable and easy to evaluate PUF technology. If a party comes to us and says, look, we are interested, we want to implement it on a device such and so, but we would first like to feel it, yeah, and see it, because, as you know, seeing is believing often in this world, then we can easily accommodate that, yeah, on existing devices, yeah, because there is always SRAM. And the second aspect is that even the SRAM PUF, you can implement the algorithm, at least in software. Yeah, the SRAM is of course always hardware, but the algorithm can run in software. So you can run it on existing devices, not only for testing and evaluation purposes, but also, yeah, for those who make who have already existing devices, either in production or even in the field, and did at the point of design maybe not think that security was that important to them, and I would still like to add it. We are completely unique in that. Nobody else can do that in adding randomness generation or secret key generation, secret key management after the fact. Yeah, and that's because we do that based on the SRAM behavior. Now, we also have a very easy and flexible deployment of the PUFs. I think we have a very solid track record. Yeah, we are in devices that have been gone through a very stringent certification, like common criteria, like ARM PSA. We are in now in more than 250 million chips. We have more than 80 design-ins into devices. So when you come to us, you know that there is a team behind Intrinsic ID with lots of experience. They have basically seen, let's say, a 360 degree almost of the space that they're in, yeah, and they will be able to help us with a lot of experience and insight. Yeah, and last but not least, I think that we have, of course, very strong customers. Those that are public, like for instance NXP, to mention a few. Intel, yeah. So yeah, you know that we have done a solid, let's say, homework to build all this, because otherwise we would not sign up those customers.
Excellent, great information. So what are you most excited about for the future, Pim? What does Intrinsic ID have in store for us?
Well, several things. So we have, first of all, a few very nice new products coming up that I cannot yet announce here, because announcements are being planned as we speak. But I think some of those will be really amazing to some people, that you can do that. I have hinted a little bit in the previous answers to what is coming. We also have now a BK demo version that is downloadable from the website for those who really want to try it out. Yeah, try before you buy if you want, or you just want to feel, yeah, how does this puf work? What do I need to do? What is the flow? And what is the API that that the Intrinsic ID is offering? That all you can now feel for yourself with BKDemo, and BKDemo is free. Yeah. So if you go to the website, of course you have to sign a EULA, but then you can feel it yourself. Further, as you might have seen, we have also the Puf Cafe, yeah, where we bring the Puf community and all, let's say, in the ecosystem of the Puf community together, yeah, to exchange ideas, experiences with Puffs, such that the spreading, let's say, of this concept of Puf that really contributes to the security of the Internet of Things, yeah, can even go faster. Yeah, and yeah, for all the rest, I am a little bit hesitant to mention things, but we will have nice updates as well with software products, tracking products, and randomness products.
Yeah, I've been to the Puf Cafe. Very nice platform. You know, very, very nice community you're building. So definitely I recommend it. I think this is a great stopping point. Excellent contact, Pim. Okay. I really appreciate your time, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again next week. That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.